Welcome to Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show. This evening from the DeVos Fieldhouse is the Hope College Flying Dutchman hosting Alma College in MIAA action. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered today's contest with a 16-6 record, 10-1 in MIAA play, which puts Hope in first place in the MIAA. Hope's magic number to clinch the MIAA regular season championship is at 2. Hope defeated Olivet on Wednesday night 108-57 for Hope's 8th straight win in a row. The Flying Dutchmen were led by sophomore forward Sam Otto, who led the team with a career-high 16 points. Freshman Harrison Blacklich also added a career-high 13 points in the Flying Dutchmen blowout victory. Hope's opponent today is Alma College. The Scots are led by head coach Sam Hargraves, who is in his third year at the school. Alma enters tonight's contest with a 4-17 record and a 3-7 record in MIAA action, which puts the Scots in sixth place. Alma dropped an 84-63 game against Trine on Wednesday evening. Scots are led by led in scoring by senior Isaiah Law, who leads the team with 15.2 points per game. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford, and we remind you that we're streaming all Hope games on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7 The Van. And here is the pregame interview with Ron.
Well, thank you, Adam. And joining me is Coach Davilar. And Coach, before we get started talking about too much basketball, I'd like to have you make a few comments on the gentleman that we all love and know, Tom Renner, who got the Hope for Humanity Award. And, you know, I think he's just a great guy, and I know you do, too.
Yeah, I haven't known Hope College or Hope Basketball without Tom Renner up until this season, of course. And he has certainly left his mark on the legacy of Hope College, Hope Athletics, and in particular the men's basketball program. So I can remember the days of the Civic Center when Tom would come down to practice quite often and share news about polls and ratings and seedings and regionals and so on. And he is always, and still today, bleeds orange and blue. So it's a great loss for the Hope College community, but I'm happy for he and his family as he now can enjoy retirement. And I know for the only time he'll not be fully retired. I know he's got some things in the work already about history of Hope Athletics and so forth. So it's great to see him being honored here today.
Well, I don't think he's missed a basketball game here at the DeVos since they built the building. I don't know.
And I'm sure he didn't miss too many at the Civic Center either.
So, well, the second thing out there, senior night tonight.
Yeah, boy, that came quickly, didn't it? Every year I say that. And, you know, with two away games on our regular schedule, this is senior night. And we have really five seniors. One doesn't suit up, but I wouldn't be the coach I am today without Alex Campbell, a senior from Forest Hills Central, who's been our student assistant for us the past couple of years, does a lot of our film work, and helps me look like I know a little bit about what I'm talking about in meetings and scouting reports, does a lot of little things that a student assistant is required to do. We have a long history of great kids who have been student assistants. Some of them have gone on to coach and elsewhere. Alex is in business. He's got a great spirit. Guys love him. And as again, I wouldn't be where I am today without him. So thank you to Alex Campbell. Cody Campbell, no relation, senior from Schwartz Creek, is back with our program this year. And Cody has added things. You know, he doesn't get a whole lot of time. We are going to start our four seniors tonight along with Ben Gardner on the floor. But Juice, as the kids call him, is a presence and makes Ben Gardner and other guys work very hard in practice each and every day. He's a business manager. He's actually been competing the last couple days with other of his business associates in a competition that he feels that they might have won, which is really prestigious. Don't ask me to give the name of it, but he's a great kid and out of Schwartz Creek. And then we have seniors Caleb Byers. He's been our program 2 years, transferred from Spring Arbor. We recruited Caleb out of Allegan High School. We played for Travis Spayman. He chose to go to Spring Arbor. We're just happy he transferred the last couple years. Caleb's fought through some injury things and really has come on in a presence. Started some games. Will start tonight. Has really gotten himself in the playing rotation and gives us great presence, defense, and on the boards, and some timely offense as well. So it's great to have in the program the last couple years. Nate Van Arendonk has been in the program now 3 years. Nate's a senior out of Grand Haven. He actually has a year of college eligibility left, but he's graduating as a geology major, and he's going to go on to good things. Nate's a tall guy with a great, unique attitude and outlook on life, and he has really, really improved this year, as I'm sure you guys have noted in your broadcast. And then Grant Neal, senior from West Ottawa High School, of course, the son of Matt and Kim Neal, been involved in our program since he was a ball boy here years and years ago. Been a tremendous two-sport athlete at Hope College. Been recognized for a lot of his work in the community and out on the floor. Does a lot of the little things on the floor. Doesn't score a whole lot, but is an integral part of our team. And, you know, we're a young team. We have a lot of freshmen and sophomores, one junior, Corey McMahon. But we rely on our seniors for leadership, as we always do year in and year out. They've certainly done a good job of providing that for us this season.
Well, senior night is always quite an emotional event, both for coaches and the kids.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I was talking to some of the parents sitting here waiting for the exciting end of our junior varsity overtime win, thanks to Mitch O'Brien's three there at the end of the overtime. So great win for Coach Mike Aldrich. But talking to the parents, I said, you know, yes, for a parent, it's a really emotional time. I mean, for coaches, I know when we know we have two more games in the league season next week. Things go the way we'd like, we'll be home for the MIAA tournament, and who knows beyond that. But, yeah, it's a big night, so it could go a couple different ways to start off with the emotion of the night for our seniors. But we've always chosen, going back to Coach Van Weeren's time here, to start our seniors, if at all possible. Couldn't do it last year because we had six of them. But one of them, unfortunately, got hurt, told him where. So I guess we did, come to think of it. But tonight we'll start our four seniors along with Ben Gardner. Hopefully they'll get us off to a good start, and we'll go from there.
I noticed that Jordan Denham not dressed tonight.
Yeah, Jordan will be out here for out for a couple games, but he'll be able to join us again by the end of the season.
So I think this is going to be a pretty good ball game out here. I've been impressed with Sam Hargraves as a program. Looks like it's coming up. The JBs are very good this year. He's got some good guys coming back.
Yeah,
put them all together, he'll be a good ball club next year.
That's a good observation. They would beat us, much like in the JV game, by shooting the ball, going up and down the floor. They're a very good offensive team. Only one team in the league has scored over 80 points. They scored 82 on us up there. You know, we've held teams to 70s, 60s, 50s. But they do some tough things to match up with. Got a lot of kids that can shoot it. They spread the floor and so forth. So, you know, we're anticipating a tough battle. So let's honor our seniors and get on with the game, and hopefully we can talk about a Hope victory afterwards.
Well, thanks, Coach. And we'll see you after the ball game is over. And Adam?
Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show, where we're about 7 minutes away from a Flying Dutchman action as they will be taking on Alma College here at the DeVos Fieldhouse this evening on senior night, the final regular season home game for the seniors, which we just went over. Both the Campbell boys, one of them the student manager, the other one a guard on the team, and Nate Van Arendonk and Caleb Byers, along with Grant Neal. They'll all be playing in their final regular season home game. And as we a little bit quieter than normal is because they are going over the cheerleaders right now. Being honored here as the senior cheerleaders, Carly Annette of Bloomfield Hills, Laurel Matice of Woodland, Alex Straddle of Muskegon Mona Shores, Taylor Vato of Ardmore, Pennsylvania, and Kevin Wanch of East Grand Rapids. They're all being honored right now with their parents out at center court. Well, the MIAA standings get a little bit more interesting after today. All of the games are in the book other than this one, as this is the final men's game that needs to take place today. At Shrine, the Thunder were able to give Calvin everything that they could have given him but just were not able to defeat the Knights. The Knights end up beating Trine late in that game, 69-65. Calvin improves to 10-2. Trine falls to 7-5. After that was the first game this afternoon for the at 1 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Albion was able to defeat Olivet 77-55. So with that going on and with the wins and losses, right now the Flying Dutchmen are at 10-1. Calvin is at 10-2. Trine is at 7-5, and Albion is at 7-5. So right now we have absolutely no idea how the standings are going to take place at the end of the season. The only thing that the Flying Dutchmen are really worried about is that the fact that they control their own destiny when it comes to the rest of the season. The Flying Dutchmen, if they win out, they are going to end up winning the MIAA regular season championship. If that does not occur, well, we have no idea what's going to end up happening with that. But it's looking pretty good for that. We have, right now, the magic number for the Flying Dutchmen to clinch the MIAA regular season championship is 2. Any kind of combination of 2 wins by the Flying Dutchmen or 2 losses by Calvin will give the Flying Dutchmen the victory on that. Calvin is in second place and have clinched a home court, hosting at least one home court game during the MIAA tournament. So Hope and Calvin will be the number 1 and 2 seeds, depending on which way they go. But now the 3 and 4 seeds is really up in the air. It looks like it'll be Trine and Albion. Kalamazoo has all but eliminated from contention now for that 4th and final spot. So as the season rolls along here to the last 2 regular season games on Wednesday and Saturday, Trine and Albion are going to be fighting it out to see who plays Hope and who plays Calvin. And we have the statistics for...
We had a great JV ball game today out here.
Great JV game.
You know, I made the comment out here, Mitch O'Brien. I think he kind of sealed himself a spot in the varsity next year by that jumper with about time running out on the clock from the deep right corner, where he nailed a three-pointer to give the JVs an overtime one-point win, 99-98, over Alma. And they had a great ball game out there. Mitch was high person as far as scoring is concerned. He had 22 points. Sasha Yeo had 19 points. 19 points for Zach Littleson. And 14 points, Ron Skoroznik with 14. And William Harrison with 12 points. So a great team effort there, and mostly with the starters as far as that group is concerned, to pick up 99 points and to win. Now, the JVs will play 3 games next week, but they'll all be on the road, and they'll start Monday at Davenport College at 7:30. So if you have not seen the JVs, you'll have to chase them on the road out there, and Monday would be a good opportunity, as Davenport is not that far away.
It was really nice to see them. They were honored at a half court at the end of the ball game, as it was their final home game of the season, and the fans here gave them a very loud ovation. And that might have been for both the way the game ended and for the fact that they were appreciative of their effort this regular season.
Well, they're a fun group to watch out there. They've got some good shooters on that ball club, and I'm sure Coach Neal is going to be looking forward to having some of them on their varsity next year.
And there is quite a few on that talented squad that could end up being on this squad. And the round of applause that are going on right now is for all the seniors of the Flying Dutchmen on the varsity squad are all out there right now being honored along with their folks.
Looks like close to a full house here tonight, too, for this second contest.
Yes, it does. A very rowdy crew, including the Duke crew. We got the Duke crew back as they were on a little bit of a winter break. Got the Vicksburg band off in the corner, and it looks like even the stands behind the basket on the far end is looks like it's going to be filling up. So it's going to be a nice crowd here on senior night to honor the Flying Dutchmen on this big ball game, as the Flying Dutchmen on the road, the ladder, so to say, to the MIAA regular season championship.
Now, they cannot seal their fate tonight, can
no.
they?
No. The only way they could have sealed it is if Trine had helped them out and beat Calvin. what would have been a trying victory over Calvin and a hope win would have sealed it already. So the Flying Dutchman, the earliest they're going to be able to sew this up will be Wednesday evening when the Flying Dutchman travel down to Kalamazoo College for that ball game, which if you don't want to travel down to Kalamazoo College with us, you can always catch it on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Tip-off of that game will be at 7:30 with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:10.
And the 3 o'clock game this afternoon saw the Flying Dutch seal the MIAA League Championship, and were presented their trophy after the ball game. So a lot of happenings today, 4 basketball games.
And one of the wonderful things about that, right there, they were able to do it at home. And the Flying Dutch right now are number 2 ranked in the Great Lakes region in for the Division III right now. The only team that is above them right now is the number 1 team in the nation, DePauw, who has gone one heck of a long streak, Ron, of not losing games. They are the defending national champions in Division III women's basketball. And once again this season, they are undefeated as well.
Well, it's going to be a lot of basketball coming up in the next couple of weeks as one more regular season week, and the game's Wednesday and Friday. The Flying Dutch with only one league game there, and the Flying Dutchman with 2 league games next week, and then the MIAA tournament the following week. So get your tickets and get ready to come out for the MIAA tournament.
And this is how it's looking as of right now. The Flying Dutch and Flying Dutchman will both host a home MIAA tournament game. So they will host a first round game. How this will work will be the Flying Dutchman will host the MIAA's first round tournament game on Wednesday evening. The women will host a game on Thursday evening. If both teams win, then there will be a doubleheader on Saturday at the DeVos Fieldhouse, depending if the men are able to hold up their end of the bargain and win the MIAA regular season championship, which they are online to do right now as this season ends up, because the last 2 games for the Flying Dutchman are going to be against Kalamazoo after tonight, Alma, and then they have Kalamazoo on Wednesday, and then they have Adrian a week from tonight, which is going to be a late night for us because we're going to have to travel all the way to Adrian for a night ball game.
Well, that happens, and as long as we win the championship, we'll take it. And the Flying Dutchman have the championship, you know, in their own hands, because if they lose any of these, they're in trouble. If they win, they've got it sewed up.
Yep, and with last on Wednesday when we talked to Coach Tom Davila, that's exactly what he said. The ball is in their court. They know it. They know that they have to go out and take care of business, and boy, that game against Olivet, they really looked like they were focused and ready to do just that, Ron.
Well, I think what's happening is that the bench is really stepping up, and that the bench gets this group going a little bit. They pushed that first string, and I think it was the case on Wednesday night where the second string came in. Actually got things started pretty well, and then the first string came back in on a roll.
And another thing that has really been good for the Flying Dutchman, though, this season is that the fans seem to really turn the players on here. And the tide of emotion just causes the players to get really fired up. And the coaching staff has said that to us, and we've noticed it at all these home games. The Flying Dutchman seem to play a lot better at home and seem to get a lot more fired up. So we're looking forward to a nice ball game from these guys this evening.
Well, you're going to have to get this group fired up to go on with us for those last 2 ball games.
Both those the last 2 ball games are going to be road contests. Kalamazoo on Wednesday and Adrian on next Saturday. So it's going to be a real interesting week, to say the least, Ron.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And with the Vicksburg band on our right out there in the bleachers, they're going to make a lot of noise tonight. I think the Duke crew only partially here. It's not the entire group, Duke crew, with the whole section, but that section is already filled up.
Yeah, it's a pretty sizable crowd. I'm going to guess this is going to be one of the larger crowds of the season. Yeah, a lot of the family and friends of Hope College coming here to see the seniors on senior night and to see the Flying Dutchman continue, hopefully, on their winning streak that it's continued throughout this season.
I remember the first I saw Caleb Byers when we played Spring Arbor one night, and Jerry and I were down there, and Caleb racked up 18 points against us, and that's when I was very impressed with him down there, and he moved up here.
Let's pause now for the national anthem.
Please welcome Hope College freshman, Ms. Catherine Krieger.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so
The starting lineup is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineups, here's Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And for the Elma Scots, the visitors here tonight, it'll be at the forwards. Ivy Johnson, a 6'6", 250-pound freshman out of Rockford. At the other forward, D.J. Beckman, a 6'3", 190-pound sophomore from Shelby. The center and leading scorer for the Scots, Isaiah Law, 6'5", 210-pound senior from Grand Haven. And at the guards, it'll be Scott Nikodemski at 6'1", 180-pound sophomore from Rockford, along with Brandon Kraus, a 6'1", 180-pound senior from Sanford. The Scots, coached by Sam Hargraves, in his third season. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, it'll be at the forwards, Grant Neal, a 6'3 senior from Holland, West Ottawa. At the other forward, Caleb Byers, a 6'5 senior from Allegan. The center, Nate Van Arendock, a 6'10 senior out of Grand Haven. And the other starter, let's see, who's the other senior out here? Did I forget?
Did you forget Campbell?
Cody Campbell, a 5'9 senior from Swartz Creek. Those are the four seniors. And starting with the four seniors is going to be a freshman. And that is Cody Stivey.
Didn't Davilar say it was going to be Ben Gardner that was going to be starting with the...
Looks like it's Gardner out there. I thought he announced Stivey. So the four seniors and Gardner, who is a sophomore for the Flying Dutchman, getting the start this afternoon or this evening.
And we have the opening tip-off, which is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Well, Dutch over there by the Dew Crew and the Flying Dutchman as they huddle over by on the far side of the court. Alma not wasting any time. They're already at center court ready to get going as the Flying Dutchman head back to their bench for a quick conversation with Coach Neal and Coach Davilar. And they're heading out to center court to talk to the officials about something.
Well, I think Coach Dav mentioned it out here. This team scored more points than any other team that we played so far this year. And that includes teams like Stevens Point and Wisconsin Whitewater.
And Illinois Wesleyan, which are all top five teams in the nation. So Alma can score, and it'll be very interesting to see how this game ends up.
So Ivy Johnson will be jumping center for the Scots. He's 6'6", 250 pounds, and a freshman. As the team shake hands, the Scots dressed in gray with their maroon numerals, colors with the outline of in white. The Flying Dutchman in their whites with the orange numerals. So Van Arendonk at 6'10", and Johnson at 6'6". Ready for the tip. It's up in the air, taken away by Alma. Anticipating where that ball was going to be tipped, they got the tip off. Alma with the basketball, works it outside to Johnson. Johnson to the left wing, baseline on the left side, brings it back out from the corner. Slips it to the inside, shot partially blocked by Krause and picked up by the Flying Dutchman. Gardner along the left wing to Stivey. Over to Edson. Edson on the right side. Takes a look. Works his way back to Edson. Over to Gardner. Gardner fires away. Has it hit. Bound high in the air. Off an air knock. And the Flying Dutchman tried to save it, but it's going to go to Alma. Here come the other two seniors back into the ball game that we introduced. And the regular starting lineup started it, and the two seniors came back in at this moment. So on the outside is Krause. Krause away to Beckman. Beckman into the corner, driving the baseline, in and out. Can't get the shot away is Beckman. And a long three put up by Johnson. Rebound comes down to Gardner. So Ivy Johnson not afraid to shoot from the outside as he's tried a couple of long triples rather than to be down low in the post. Underneath the Benarendonk works low, puts up the hook shot, misses it. Rebound comes down to Beckman. Quickly, the Scots on the left side. Work their way down the baseline, spinning around with it. Over to right wing, gives it up to Beckman. Beckman back out in front to Law. Law down to the baseline, and he's bumped by Caleb. And the official right there saw him and charged the foul to Caleb. Scots will inbound it. Nikodemski will inbound the basketball. Holds it above his head, has problems, finally gets it into Johnson. Johnson takes it to the top of the key. Lets a man go past him, hits the second one around, Beckman. Drives across far corner, shot up, swish! DJ Beckman with the three. 3-0, Scots take the lead. Over to Campbell on the right wing, back to Gardner. Out front to Neal, left side. Campbell for three, in and out of the basket, rebound to Johnson. Johnson gets it ahead to Krause. Krause at the point now for the Scots, little jump shot from the free throw line, rolls around and goes in by Beckman. So the Scots go up 5-0 over the Flying Dutchman. Gardner works the right side, takes it underneath, gives a little nice, soft, touchy pass to Benarendonk by Gardner, and he just reaches up, puts it in. 5-2, hope of the lead, left side. Nikodemski's shot partially blocked underneath, picked up by Campbell. Campbell gives it to Gardner. Gardner goes one-on-one, drives the basket, and the shot is blocked underneath. And it's going to go against Ivy Johnson. And Gardner will step to the line for the Flying Dutchman. Dutchman trailing by three, 5-2. And Gardner's free throw hits the back of the iron in the front and bounces out. He'll have the second one. Takes his time, put that left-handed shot up and swish. 5-3, Scots with a lead in the basketball. Nikodemski goes to the left side to Law. Back out top, Krause his shot. Back of the iron, no good. Caleb Byers with the rebound. Out to Gardner. Gardner, left or right wing. Long three-pointer by Campbell is no good. Ball tapped around, saved by the Scots. Good hustle that time on the part of the Scots. Brandon Krause to pick that one off. Krause with the basketball, drives, kicks it over in the right corner to Law. He'll bring it into the paint, backs. Caleb Byers down to Johnson. Johnson throws it right into Campbell's hands. Campbell down the middle, gives it to Gardner. He puts up a little three-foot runner that won't go for him. Gets a rebound back, flips it over to Byers, and What do we have?
Shot clock wasn't running. Yeah, somebody at the scorer's table fell asleep. Either that or looks like that. That's
this one was. I don't know. One on the left was not running. I know one on the right side. I didn't look at it quick enough.
How they reset it to 30 seconds.
Quinton Cook comes in for Alma. And Grant Neal will inbound it, having problems. Finally gets it to Gardner. Gardner underneath hits the edge of the basket. Rebound comes down on the outside to Nikodemski. Long pass to Law. And Edson knocked that one out. Ducru right there felt that it was off Alma, but the official disagreed. So the Scots will set it up underneath their own basket. Nikodemski gets it in. Shot taken. No good by Cook. Rebound. Campbell all the way. His shot wild. No good. Rebound taken down by the Scots. Krause gets it back on top to Nikodemski. Baseline shot is short out there by Cook. Rebound back in the corner, and it's off Cook. Out of bounds. Edson will come back in for Hope, replacing Campbell in the Hope College lineup, and coming in, Chase Fairchild coming in for the Scots. So Hope will have the basketball in the backcourt. Gardner walks it up for the Flying Dutchman on the right side. Out front to Van Arendonk, over to Edson in the left wing. Back out Gardner. Gardner wants to go low, gets it to Byers down low. Byers works, backs Law down, puts it up off the window and in. We're tied at five early on, 15-20 left in this first half. Krause over on the left side, quick shot taken for three. In and out of the basket by Beckman, rebound comes down to Hope. Gardner quickly on the offense, goes alley-oop underneath to Van Arendonk, who turns and is fouled as he tried to get the ball up to the basket.
VA has a noticeable size advantage over all these guys from Alma because he was triple teamed there and he was still able to get the shot off.
Quinton Cook is going to be the boy charged with a foul. So Van Arendonk will put it up and he misses.
Brock Benson looking to check into the game for the Flying Dutchman.
Van Arendonk will have one more. Second one is good. So Benson comes in, Van Arendonk out. Law will inbound the ball in the backcourt to Krause. For the Scots, 6-5, Hope up by one. 15 left in this first half. Krause at the point for the Scots. Bounce pass underneath to Cook. Cook has his shot blocked and a foul. Think it's going to go against Benson.
Nope, Edson.
Hope College foul number 10, Alex Edson. That is his first. Team's second.
So Quinton Cook, 215 freshman. He's 6'5", out of Ortonville. Swish, and we're tied at six. Nikodemski back in for the Scots. Cook with the second of the free ones. Takes his time and puts it down and in. So Scots take a one-point lead, 7-6, 14:52 left in the first half. Gardner to Byers, over on the right side, Edson. Back on top to Gardner. Works the right side to Benson, down low. Benson backs in, turns around, can't get the shot away. Gives the ball to Byers, and he does. Puts it up and in. 8-7, Hope back up by one, 14-28 left in this first half. Nikodemski on the outside, the Law for three, no. Rebound, Benson. Over to Gardner. Gardner all the way, coast to coast, gets a shot up, it's no good but a foul. And that's going to go against D.J. Beckman. So Gardner will step back to the line. If I recall, he missed his first two tonight.
Made one of two.
One of two. And Gardner drops this one in.
He's shooting 76% from the free throw line for the season.
Matt Lowenstein, who played a nice ball game for the JVs for the Alma Scots, enters the ball game for the Scots. He's 6'6", 170 pound sophomore. Gardner, the second free throw, got it. 10-7, Hope for the lead. Nikodemski with the basketball into the front court. Gardner has him. Goes to Cook on the right side. Cook works against Benson. Tries to get some motion. Can't get it going. Fairchild works his way in and out. Edson's on him. 13 on the shot clock. Over to Nikodemski. His shot up and no good. But a foul.
Now they're going to get Brock Benson on that one, and that'll be Brock's first.
That is his first. Team's third.
So Nikodemski will step to the line. First one rolls around and drops in.
Each team now has three team fouls with 13:46 left in the ball game.
Brandon Krause enters the ball game again for the Scots. Nikodemski with the second free one. Got it. 10-9, Hope up by one. Gardner, Stivey. Left side to McMahon, who's into the ball game now for the Flying Dutchman. Edson with the ball above his head at the point. Starts to work his way left side, takes a baseline, kicks a way out. Stivey didn't take the shot, had it to Gardner. Gardner goes left wing, drives in, puts it up, no good. Tips the ball on the outside into the hands of Nikodemski. And he hands it off to Cook. He drives the hoop, puts it off the window and in. 11-10, Scott's up by one. Gardner around the horn to Edson. Underneath to McMahon, and McMahon throws the basketball where Benson was. Sorry, didn't leave a forwarding address. As Benson took off for the basket, and that ball came over here to the sideline, and the PA announcer, Darren Neissermeyer.
Chad Carlson just checked in the lineup for the Flying Dutchman for Ben Gardner.
Scott's with the basketball. Off on the left side to Fairchild. Back out in front. They go to Krause. Krause works his way back and forth, in and out. Gives it to Cook. Cook around his man, and that's Benson, and he's going to pick up foul number two.
And B.A. quickly bounces off the bench and is about to check back into the ball game.
So Benson into the ball game with two quick fouls for the Flying Dutchman. 12:42 left. Scott's inbound the basketball. Get it in the hands of Krause. Krause to the baseline. Spins around. Back to the basket. Works against Carlson. Out front he goes to Nikodemski. Little bounce pass underneath Carlson. To Krause, rather. Carlson's on him and knocks the ball away. Stivey picks it up on the left side. Bounce pass. That's knocked away. Loose ball picked up. Stivey puts it up, but a foul.
Very sloppy looking play on the other end with the Flying Dutchman running the fast break.
It's going to go against Brandon Krause. And Hope will get the basketball underneath their own basket to set it up. Hope trailing 11-10, 12:16 left in this first half. Edson, Stivey. Stivey around his man over to Van Arendonk, and he only had one hand. Somebody was holding his other hand down there, and I think it was Brandon Krause.
Well, that's one way of stopping VA. Well, it's interesting to watch as Alma collapses on Van Arendonk every time he gets the ball inside.
Beckman back in. Ball into Stivey. He gets down low to Van Arendonk for two. 12-11. Hope back up by one. 12 minutes left in the first half. Nikodemski on the outside. Works his way to the right side. Little bounce pass down low. Ball taken away. Stivey. into Carlson's hands. Carlson, left side.
Oh.
And Edson took about two steps and then decided to drive and got called for traveling.
And he realized it.
Johnson comes back in. Isaac Law comes back in for the Scots. 12-11, Flying Dutchman up by one with 11:48 left. Scots with the basketball. Nikodemski on the top of the key to Fairchild, right side Law. Outside for three, good. As Fairchild was open at the left wing and drained the triple. Edson, three on the other side, he misses. McMahon with a rebound over to Stivey, back to Carlson. Alley-oops it underneath and it's over Vanerendonck's head, picked up by Johnson. 14-12, Scots with the basketball in the lead. On the left side, Fairchild out front to Johnson. Johnson wants to get it back into Fairchild's hand and does. He's way outside. 19 on the shot clock. Plenty of time. To Law. Law works against Stivey, who cuts him off. Little bounce pass down low to Nikodemski. Around the left side. Shot for three. Good! Fairchild with a triple. Puts the Scots up 17-12. 10:45 to the channel. Let's go Hope. Edson, right wing, over to Carlson. Back out in front, McMahon. Edson, for three, yes! 17-15, cuts the Scott lead to 2 points. 10:20 left in the first half. Nikodemski at the point. Picks up his dribble, looks to the right side to Law. Law with the basketball, goes one-on-one, gets a screen, gets Vanerendonck up in the air, waits till he comes down and puts it up and in. 19-15, Scots, Edson, and Edson with a bucket, he puts it off the window, in, and is fouled. And the foul is going to go against Nikodemski. Gardner and Neal both coming back in for the Flying Dutchman. Stivey and Carlson out. So Edson will be at the line. Alex swishes. 19-18. Scott's lead cut to one. 9:57 on the clock. Nikodemski works the left side. Gets to the top of the circle. Spins around. Gardner cuts him off. Little pass left. Shot taken. No good by Beckman. Tipped way outside. Scots get it back. Law into the paint. Over in the right wing. Leaves it. Nikodemski out to Law for three. Yes! 22-18. This ball club by Adam has always looked better than a ball club that's only won two games this season. They hit, you know, better than anybody else against us out there. And a foul by Johnson as they tried to get the ball down low to VA.
Could be Ivy Johnson's second foul, and that's not good because it seems like he's been the only one that's been able to contain Vanerendonck so far.
Cook is back into the ball game at that center position. Also coming in is Brandon Krause. So VA at the line. Hope trailing 22-18. Free throw is good. Make that 19. 9:09 left on the clock in this first half.
Vanerendonck shooting 61% from the line this season.
Takes a look. Puts it up and drops it in. Shouldn't be fair when they can shoot down at the basket like that. 22-20. Scots with a lead in the basketball. Krause to the left wing up at the top of the circle. Spins around. Gets it outside to Beckman. He puts it in. 24-20. Scots with a lead. Both teams in a man-to-man defense. Grant Neal to McMahon, back out to Gardner. Gardner around the edge, cut off by Law. Gets it back out, Edson. Edson looks underneath, can't get it on the to the big guy. And a foul, and we can't get it to him because Cook is pushing him all over the place.
And they caught Van Arendonk pushing him back. Yep. And they caught Van Arendonk pushing him back. So that was Van Arendonk's first foul. Caleb Byers checks in for him.
Brandon Krause with the basketball for the Scots, and they have a four-point lead. Right side into the hands of Law, and it's off his fingertips. Out of bounds, and so Hope is going to take control.
Grant Neal doing a good job deflecting that off of Isaiah Law's fingers.
Gardner wants play number four as he slowly walks across that center line. Finds Edson at the right wing, and getting knocked down is Caleb Byers, and I think Law is going to get the foul. And Caleb will go to the line for the Flying Dutchman. Nikodemski comes back in for Law. Law is their leading scorer with 14 points a ball game. Law at the Byers at the line. Law goes to the bench.
Well, that's 5 points now for Byers, who is shooting 50% from the free throw line on the season.
He'll have the second one. Back of the iron, bounce straight down, no good. Rebound Edson. He puts it up and in. 24-23, Flying Dutchman back to within one. On the outside with the basketball, Nikodemski. To the right wing, picks up his dribble, looks out on top to Fairchild. Fairchild to Krause. Krause pulls up short. Around the horn they go. Long three. Yes, by Beckman. DJ Beckman, the Shelby native, puts in a triple. 27-23. Scots. Gardner on the outside. Out to McMahon. McMahon to Gardner. Back to Edson for three. No good. Rebound right into the hands of the Scots. Krause with a jump shot. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Going to go to the Flying Dutchman. Sam Otto comes in. He's the spark that got him going against Olivet the other night with some three-pointers. And he's going to get a chance to see if he can get something going here. Timeout to Scots. They lead Hope 27-23. 7:09 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Kind of a reversal of fortunes for the Flying Dutchman here. They are only shooting 16% from three-point land, 1 of 6 from three-point land in this game. Alma shooting 55% from three-point land. They have made 5 of 9 three-pointers. So in the last few games, the Flying Dutchman have gotten out to quick starts by hitting their three-pointers. Not the case this evening.
Nobody seems to be getting open. I think they're guarding the perimeter and hoping for the best underneath. And getting our big men in foul trouble doesn't do them any harm either.
Well, right now, Brock Benson has 2 fouls and Van Arendonk has 1. That was the only major foul trouble for the Flying Dutchman, but I can understand why Coach Neal got Van Arendonk out of the game when he picked up his first foul, because this team can just not does not function well if both Benson and Van Arendonk are in foul trouble.
So the Flying Dutchman talk things over, see if they can get something going here, trailing 27-23. 7 minutes left in the first half as both teams break the huddle. Neal's going to get it into Gardner, and Gardner will bring it up for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner starts left side underneath to Caleb Byers. No good with the shot. Rebound underneath Fairchild. To Krause. Krause has his pocket pick. Here comes Gardner all the way. Puts it up, and he is hammered. Fairchild hammered him to keep him from making that layup shot. And the officials there quickly, but Ben just hopped up and headed back.
Gardner has improved defensively so much since last season. We watched him in the last game against Olivet pick an Olivet offensive player's pocket on three separate occasions, and he just did it again this evening.
And he drops the free throw in.
And by saying how much he's improved, last year on a situation like that, he would get gotten called for a foul on something like that. This year, he's able to do it clean and come away with usually a good fast break.
Brandon Triffle back in for the Scots. Second one is good. 27-25. Scots with the lead. 6:45 left. Nikodemski over in the right wing. Gives it up Beckman. Beckman throws it right into the hands of Edson. Edson, 3-on-3. Takes himself all the way up off the window and in. We're tied at 27. That gets the crowd into it a little bit. As Nikodemski goes to the point. Starts right. Spins around in a 360. Kicks it off on the left side. Driving underneath against Gardner. The ball hits Truffle's foot on the outside. Back to Nikodemski. And Caleb Byers knocked that one out of bounds off the ankle of Nikodemski. So Hope's going to get the ball. So a couple turnovers now by the Scots. And the Dutchman used one to tie it. Now let's see if they can use the next one to go ahead. Gardner just walking it up. Puts on a burst of speed down to the baseline, out front to Edson. Edson at the point. Watches Otto break through the middle. Gets a pass in the left wing. Starts in, back to Gardner, down low. Gardner spins over to Otto. Otto couldn't get the shot away. Defensive man got there too quick. So Gardner's going to try the other side. Stead puts up the jumper, misses it. Rebound comes down to Beckman. Along the left side, hard drive on there by Nikodemski. Back on the outside, Beckman for three. No, won't go. Rebound underneath, Edson battling for it hard and saves it, but right into the hands of the Scots. On the outside, Beckman puts up a three that's no good. Finally, Grant Neal comes away with a rebound. Flying Dutchman have to get on the boards right now. Underneath, they go to Caleb Byers. Byers makes his move, went to the left side, had it partially blocked. Rebound to the Scots. Nikodemski all the way, coast to coast, puts a shot up, no good. And he is fouled. I think it was going to be on Otto.
Van Arendock about to check back in the game for the Flying Dutchman.
How are the rebounds set up so far?
Alma 14, Hope College 12. And that is a surprising number considering that the Flying Dutchman have a height advantage over Alma.
First free throw is good by Nikodemski, making it 28-27, Scots. And the second one is good. So Scott Nikodemski puts the Scots up by two, 29-27. Neal over in the left wing to Otto, back to Gardner. Gardner takes a look, hands it off to Edson. Alley-oops it underneath to Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk goes low, but he brings the ball down, and ooh, that brought a crowd in a hurry. Out front to Neal, and his shot misses, and a foul underneath. I think it's going to go.
Nikodemski picked up that foul. That'll be his second.
And Gardner's going to go to the line. There was a little scrum underneath the basket that time.
They could have called the foul almost anybody on that one.
Gardner drops in the free throw. Hope down by one.
And that happened right along the sidelines, right by where Sam Hargraves was, and he did not agree with the call, but could have gone either way. It could have been called on a number of different people.
And Gardner has both of them. We're back tied at 29 apiece. So it'll be Nikodemski tapping his chin for the play for the Scots. They leave it on the outside. Jafel. And a blocking foul against Gardner.
That'll be Gardner's first. And he did not agree with the call.
Well, he was being pushed off by a forearm for the most part. Brandon Trefill, 6 foot, 160 pound sophomore, will be at the line for the Scots. And this one, swish.
Alma is 7 for 7 from the free throw line this evening, Ron.
You'll have off the front of the iron. You jinked him. Did a good job, Adam. Rebound comes to the Flying Dutchman. Gardner into the paint. Has the ball stripped away. Here come the Scots on the fast break. Beckman all the way.
Oh.
Up and in. I think we're going to get a foul.
Grant Neal fouled him, and they're going to have a chance for a three-point play.
You're going to take that shot at blocking that ball and try to foul him out there. You got to foul him good enough so he doesn't make it. So this could turn into a three-point play for the Scots.
Carlson and Stivey have checked into the lineup for the Flying Dutchman.
32-29. Scots with the lead. Make that 33. Carlson with the basketball. Out front to Stivey. Over to Otto on the left side. Back out in front, Carlson. Bounce past Adson in the corner. Ben Arendonk in the middle. Takes it down low. Double dribbles. Didn't get a call on it. Ball tapped away, but picked up by Otto. Over to Adson. That's got the Alba crowd a little bit excited, and I don't blame him. Ball slipped away. Quickly, Nikodemski on the breakaway. Defoe underneath. Puts it up. Puts it in. And Stivey got an elbow in the mouth or nose as he's checking for blood. Truffle will be at the line. For the Scots, they leave 35-29.
Alma just not going away in this ball game.
And this one is good. They did the same thing with Calvin earlier this year. The number one and two teams now, they play well against. On the outside to Otto. Edson for three. Won't go. Rebound Stivey. And a foul. This one's on Law.
And that will be Isaiah Law's second foul.
Alma foul on number three, Isaiah Law. That is his second.
Lowenstein gets ready to come back in for the Scots. As Cody Stivey steps to the line. As it rattles and bounces out. And he'll have the second. 36-29. Flying Dutchman trail at 3:11 left in the first half. Second one is good.
Corey McMahon checks back in for the Flying Dutchman.
Corey, I don't believe, has taken a shot yet today.
No, you're correct.
Fairchild around the edge, all the way to the baseline, as the ball tipped away.
Nice job, Cole.
By Carlson.
Oh.
Off the hands of Trefall out of bounds, so Hope's going to get it.
Quick hands by Cody Carlson.
So Carlson will bring it up for Hope. Starts left, goes right to Stivey, underneath Van Arendonk. Ball batted around, picked up, loose basketball. Fairchild, left wing, long three-pointer, way off the mark by Lowenstein. Rebound comes to Van Arendonk. Carlson back to Otto. Otto in the paint, puts up a runner,
nice.
Got it! Sam Otto with the runner. And a timeout taken by Sam Hargraves as the Scots lead 36-32 to 27 left in the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Sam Otto has not been typically one of the guys that likes to drive to the basket, but after the last game against Olivet, where he did that on numerous occasions to and had very much success. He did that right here, right now, and a nice little touch.
Well, he's starting to play with a lot of confidence, and that's what you got to have if you're going to put that ball up.
And we saw Sam Otto play like that last year with the JVs. He played with a lot of confidence and was one of the leading scorers on that ball club last year. And this year he just hasn't gotten a lot of playing time, hasn't gotten into the mix a lot. And the last game he played very solid, and he's done a very nice job this evening as well.
So the Scots with the basketball and the lead. Law with the basketball, goes around Stivey. 360, shot blocked by Van Arendonk. Here comes Carlson. Carlson picks it up over to Stivey, left wing, McMahon. Back to Carlson. Finds Otto on the right side, into the hands of McMahon. Long cross-court pass to Carlson. Underneath Van Arendonk. His turnaround shot, no baskets, says the official.
They're gonna get the foul before he made the shot, or took the shot. So VA will go back to the free throw line.
So Quentin Cook will get the foul charged to him, and VA will be at the line shooting two. 36-32. Scott's with the lead. 36-33.
And Van Arendonk's doing a decent job at the free throw line this evening. He's made four off out of his five free throws.
Johnson back into the ball game.
He's playing with two fouls.
And this one rolls around and drops in. 36-34. Scott's with the lead. Now this is where Hope needs to take the lead just before halftime. On the right side, Defoe. Back across the Law. Baseline drive. Shot taken. Good by Beckman. 38-34, Otto at the left wing. Carlson on top, over to Stivey. Ball above his head, goes low to Van Arendonk. Two-hand slam dunk. Big guy got the ball up high, kept it there, put down the two-hand slam dunk. 38-36, Hope down by two. Around the horn, go the Scots to Law at the left wing. Right in front of the Duke crew. Truffle from the right side with the basketball. Up the top of the point, stops, waits for somebody. Fairchild gets the basketball. Fairchild starts, gets her screen back to Johnson. Johnson drives underneath and a foul.
Oh, no.
Late call by the official.
No. Wow.
And it's going to go against Van Arendonk.
That's a questionable call altogether. Levi Johnson used some of his girth and ran into Van Arendonk, and Van Arendonk gets called for the foul on that one.
Johnson at the line. This one rolls around and drops in. Now VA's got to be a little careful here with 52 seconds left. We don't want another foul before this half ends.
It almost looked like Caleb Byers was going to check in for him, but they left Byers on the bench.
So the second one is good also by Johnson. 40-36, the Scots. Otto on the left side, back to McMahon, into Carlson's hands. Carlson, top of the key, has the ball tipped away, hustles back, gets it. Otto in the paint, puts a jumper up. No. Fairchild with the basketball.
Shot clock is off. This will probably be the final shot of the first half.
12 on the shot clock.
Sam Hargraves yelling instructions to his team.
Fairchild on a spin move. No, won't go in. Carlson with a rebound. Off the mark. So we go in at the half, trailing 40-36.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where Alma leads Hope College in surprising fashion here at the end of the first half, 40-36. Let's take a look at team statistics. First, for Alma College, they're shooting 44% from the field, 12 of 27. They made 5 3-pointers, going 5 of 12 from three-point land in the first half for 41%. Alma made 91% of their free throws, going 11 of 12 from the free throw line. They had 15 rebounds, 3 offensive, 12 defensive, and they turned the ball over on 9 separate occasions. The Hope College Flying Dutchman, not as good of a game shooting the ball as they have in the past few games. They only shot 37% from the field, 10 of 27. Had a little bit of trouble getting on the board from three-point lane, as they only shot 12.5% from beyond the arc with 1 for 8. The Flying Dutchman did a decent job from the free throw line, going 15 of 19 from the free throw line, which is good for 78.9%. The Flying Dutchman also controlled the boards with 19 rebounds to almost 15, 6 offensive, 13 defensive for the Flying Dutchman, and they turned over the ball on 7 separate occasions. Individual statistics for Alma College. They are being led by the only scorer in double figures for them, DJ Beckman, who had 15 points in the first half, including 2 3-pointers. He also had 2 rebounds and 1 assist. Chase Fairchild also had 6 points and 2 rebounds coming off the bench. Quinton Cook had 4 points and 2 rebounds coming off the bench. Brandon Trafell had 4 points and 2 rebounds coming off the bench. Scott Ninomitsky had 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Ivy Johnson had 2 points and 2 rebounds. And Isaiah Law had 5 points and 1 assist. He's typically the leading scorer for the Scots. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they're being led by Nate Van Arendock, who has 11 points and 1 rebound. Alex Edson also has 10 points and 2 boards. Ben Gardner has 7 points in this ball game, along with 2 rebounds and 1 assist. Cody Stivey has 1 point with 1 rebound and 2 assists. Caleb Byers has 5 points and 3 rebounds. Cody Campbell had 2 rebounds as he started this ball game. Sam Otto had 2 points, 1 rebound. And that is all the scoring for the Hope College Flying Dutchman in this first half. And Ron has his pen out and has taken a look at some of the statistics. What did you come up with?
Well, the first thing I saw out there was a three-point shooting as Alma 5 for 12. Hope College 1 for 8. And that won by Edson, but he's only 1 out of 4. Nobody else has a three-pointer for the Flying Dutchman. Alma in a little bit of foul trouble as they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys with 2 fouls going into the second half. And